Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her. O Aisha, they are the ones who pray and give alms with fear in their hearts. In these blessed days, people accept obedience and do more of it. This is God's grace upon people. And when God designated this holy month for him, from chaining up the devils, closing the gates of hell, and opening the gates of heaven, and with people turning to obedience of various kinds, from prayers, alms, and reading the Quran, you also find them asking in their prayers that God accept that from them. This is the characteristic of a believer. Fear of not being accepted. God Almighty said, indeed, those who fear their Lord are compassionate, and those who believe in the signs of their Lord, and those who associate no partners with their Lord, and those who give what they give while their hearts are fearful, to their Lord we will return. These are those who hasten to good deeds and are the first to do them. When Aisha, may God be pleased with her, read this verse, she thought they meant the disobedient. So I asked the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, about the verse. She said, O Messenger of God, and those who give what they give while their hearts are fearful, the most important are those who make mistakes and commit sins. He said, no, Aisha. They are the ones who pray and give alms with fear in their hearts. Narrated by Al-Tabarani in Al-Asat. Ibn Kathir, may God have mercy on him, said, to give. They are afraid that it will not be accepted from them, because they feared that they had failed to do so. Conditions of giving. This is out of pity and precaution. People of faith do good deeds. They fear that the job will not be accepted from them, because of their negligence in it or their lack of sincerity. Ibn Taymiyyah, may God have mercy on him, said, and the fear of those who fear the predecessors, not to accept it, because he was afraid that he would not come to work. On the warden's face, Al-Hasan al-Basri said, by God, they did good deeds, and they worked hard at it. They were afraid that you would respond to them. The believer combines goodness and fear. The hypocrite is a combination of abuse and security. Ibn al-Qayyim, may God have mercy on him, said, God Almighty described the people of happiness with kindness and fear. He described the naughty people as abusing security forces. This fear of not accepting the job, he led them to hasten in good deeds, as God Almighty described them. These are those who hasten to good deeds. Al-Sadi, may God have mercy on him, said, that is, in the field of acceleration in good deeds. Their concern is what brings them closer to God. She wanted them to spend money on saving him from his torment. Every good thing they heard about, or they had the opportunity to do so, seize it and take the initiative. This fear is praiseworthy, because it led them to hasten in good deeds. Ibn Taymiyyah, may God have mercy on him, said, his fear of failing to obey, of perfect obedience. This teaching is from the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. For Aisha, may God be pleased with her. His marks are writing on her life, and for her haste in doing good deeds. And whoever enjoys reading her fragrant biography, this is confirmed in many examples from her life. When she died, she said out of great awe, I wish I was forgotten. Narrated by Abdul Razak in Al-Muzanif. Studying the life of our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her. With the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. It increases our love for our Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. They became attached to him and his way of teaching his family. It also increases our certainty of the intensity of the love of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, for Aisha. And the intensity of her love for him, may God bless him and grant him peace. We love those whom the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, loved. We love Aisha, may God be pleased with her, we are pleased with her, and we name our daughters after her. We ask God to grant us the fear of him in secret and in public, and to make us among those who hasten to good deeds and precede them. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing, and praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. Our mother Aisha, may God be pleased with her.